Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
I'm going to admit that I'm a little on the outside looking in when it comes to iPhone applications. But what I'd like to do is put together a list of the Hall of Fame iPod applications of all time. The ones that you use, that you brag to your friends about. Ones that we probably haven't heard of. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of these. Some are just more helpful than others. There, I saw one this morning that I read about that says that it can translate your baby's cry and tell you exactly what's going on. Like if it's hungry, if it's stressed. Who knows if it's true or not? But if you have an iPhone, you know what your favorite application is. It could be completely superficial also. Wendy's coming in here all the time bragging about them.
No, my favorite application is called Airline Conqueror, and I think I can be an airline traffic report, like traffic person, and land planes because I'm so good at it on my iPhone, because all you literally do is land planes and make sure they don't hit each other.
Is this the one that you let me play the other day? A couple weeks?
I'm obsessed with it.
We're waiting for a meeting to start, and I made a comment that I was bored or something, like BlackBerry battery dead, and Wendy goes, oh my God, and brings it up. And she was so excited. But 10 minutes into it, I'm like,
it was just an app you didn't like, but there's several. I mean, I don't have an iPhone. I have my, you know, a Metro PCS phone, but iPod Touch is, you know, the iPhone without the phone service, and you download apps on that as well. And so Words with Friends is basically, I don't think they got the rights to say Scrabble, but you can play with just random anybody else who has an iPhone or iPod Touch. And I find myself getting angry, like Katie's on it too, and I find myself getting angry at her when she has not done her round fast enough so that I can get on there and play.
You're convinced that you can do any job now just because you have the iPhone app.
Well, here's
one of my friends has it, and I like her Urban Spoon. Where you can type in what neighborhood you're in, and you shake it up, and it shows you all the restaurants in that neighborhood where you are. Or you can search by kind of food you're craving and type in like Thai food and shake it up, and it literally like rolls almost like a Price is Right wheel almost rolls up and then gives you the restaurant that's either near you or your type of food that you like.
You have to
whatever.
Commit to that, because that was one of the first ones I ordered on the couple weeks I had my iPod and iPhone. And what happens is when you shake it and a restaurant comes up that you're like, I've heard of that place, not a good thing.
Shake it again.
until you get to the restaurant that you were thinking about in the original.
In the first place?
Yes.
Hey, Scott, we are putting together a Hall of Fame of iPhone applications.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
I have a 42-mile commute every morning. You guys make it a lot easier.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I was going to say, this is one that I've used, but I have a bunch of friends who have. It's called Pimp My Ultrasound.
What does it do?
My ultrasound.
What does it do?
just what it says. I have a lot of friends who have ultrasounds of their kids. They're so many months long. You can take your ultrasound and actually put like a ball cap on them or a glove in their hand and put little quotes underneath it and have them all over their fridge and everything now.
All right, that is Pimp My Ultrasound.
I've got to think of the name of this one. I showed Melissa this one. It actually can track your friend's cycle. And you can, and it'll tell you the day not to talk to your friend.
Oh, come on. Really?
I'm not even kidding. All you have to do is ask your friend one time, and then all you have to do is just look at the app. Don't talk to him this day, and this day, and then you're good.
Because you've heard of it, or because you really need it?
Well, I think all women need it.
Yeah.
There's also one called Run Pee, which is it maps out times in a movie that you can go to the bathroom.
Oh, see, these are great.
And these are, and it's
like these are the lull times in movies that you could split and not lose anything?
Not miss anything.
Yeah, on average, it tells you the last word in a sentence that an actor says. Then you go to the bathroom and it tells you how long you have to go to the bathroom and get back before you miss anything else. And it's like new release movies, too.
And you'd have to check it before you went into the movie, though, because you're not allowed to have any of that stuff on in the movie.
That's correct.
The my favorite, which they have on, I've got it on my iPhone, but on my BlackBerry they also have it, and I think most of the smartphones have it, is Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear a song whether it's on the radio or when you're walking through the mall and you hear a song playing, you just activate it and hold it up, and it identifies the song for you, and then it'll send you a text message with the name and the artist of the song.
Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. All right. Application, iPhone app, Hall of Fame. What are you putting in there?
I like Wear, W-H-E-R-E.
What does it do?
Well, it pulls up where you're at, the location you're at, like if you're driving or whatever, and it gives you the cheapest gas around you. It gives you, like, the closest Starbucks, all kinds of stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Yeah. There's another one called, if you are somebody who, like, counts calories and stuff, there's one called Lose It, which you put in your calories, you put in your weight every day or whatever. If you're trying to, you know, lose weight, then it has a little graph for you on, you know, how many calories you have left that day, you know, based on, like, if you say, hey, I want to lose 10 pounds in the next couple months, it tells you exactly what you need to do in order to do that. So it has it right there in front of you.
About 9 days ago, there was a U.S. filmmaker that was in Haiti that was shooting a documentary about the impact of poverty in Haiti. And
we talked about it yesterday.
At this time?
Yep.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You sure it was at this time?
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes from now.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Hi, Tara. How are you guys? Good. How are you?
I'm great. I have this app. It's called Red Laser.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the camera that's on your phone, and you can scan a UPC symbol in a store for an item, and it will search the web for a cheaper price or to make sure that you're getting the cheapest price.
It's brilliant.
I had a friend that was in Best Buy, and she scanned a Blu-ray disc that was, I think, you know, $30 or something like that. And the website had it listed for $19.99 on Best Buy's website. She took it up to the cash register, and they, of course, gave her that price. So it's come in handy quite a lot.
That's really awesome.
That reminds me of another one. God, I cannot remember the name of it, but you could search it where, and there's several, I think, where you, if you have cards, like credit cards or gift cards, you know, to certain stores or department store cards, then you can actually put in the code, and it will come up on, it'll save it in your iPhone and iPod Touch. So you can, if you forget your Macy's card or you forget your PetSmart card or you forget any of those, you can have it and it'll show up on the screen with it, that they can scan and actually put it'll register in the system.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go on.
I was going to say, intern Bianca was showing me one where you can see people without their clothes on.
But it's not really the people.
Right. What's it called?
I'm not sure,
but I was on World Star Hip Hop and it was just like a video.
You sure you're not taking pictures of people?
You sure you weren't on this computer a couple of days ago?
852. I mean, she's brand new here. We don't know her very well. What are you doing?
It's basically like a video camera. So you're videotaping people, and when it shows up on the screen on the iPhone, it looks as if they don't have their clothes on.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, yes. I get lost a lot, so I have one called Take Me to My Car. And basically, wherever you park, you hit park here, and then when you're walking around the city or the mall or wherever you want to find your parking spot, you hit get directions, and it gives you walking directions back to exactly the parking spot you parked.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Especially
when
you're shopping.
For every time I go to Atlantic Station.
Yeah.
Really?
Every time.
That's funny.
And that one's called Park Here?
It's called Take Me to My Car.
Take Me to My Car. Okay.
I'm writing that one down.
I could use that one at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if you're gone from it for a while.
Yes,
yeah,
and you come back, I always forget.
Somebody gave me the most obvious solution to that, and it's brilliant, and now I use it all the time. Take a picture of the post where you just parked.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, love your show, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
So me and my friends have been using this app called Foursquare lately.
Yeah, this is one I will never understand, but go ahead and tell them what it's all about.
Well, it's kind of like Looped. I think Looped was the first one that let people check into places, and, you know, everyone's not so cool with telling everyone where they're at, but, you know, it's an opt-in scenario. And Foursquare puts a game around it, so you get points for checking into places and discovering new items, and it's just sort of a competition between you and your friends of who's more social, who's out more, and it lets you know when when you got multiple friends in the same place, you might even not even know.
It's sort of
check into the airport.
It's sort of Twitter, except you let all your friends know where you are at a certain time,
like the exact location.
The exact location of
that's
where you are.
That's kind of creepy, though. I don't know if I want everyone to find me.
It's more than
well,
that.
Well, I mean,
you
only check into places you want people to know that you're there.
The purpose. It's not. It's affiliated with Twitter, so you can tweet, "I'm on it. I Foursquare." And the reason you do it is because if you have a group of friends, you accept your friends on Foursquare. So if you check in somewhere and you're checked in, so let's say you guys, we're all on Foursquare, the five of us in here, and Wendy and Melissa are sitting at Taco Mac having a drink, and I feel like going out, I can click "Where are my friends?" and it says Wendy and Melissa if they've checked in.
So you can lock in who knows where you are, right?
And then I could go there. Oh. Yeah,
I'm like, if everyone can see that, then
Yeah, you can set it so that you can send it. Like
I even hide from Katie in the house. I don't want a Foursquare.
Hey, Courtney. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I've got a lifesaver of an app that I use called Fake Conversation.
Okay.
And you can set up fake conversation on a timer to call you, like if you're out on a date or you're out with somebody you don't know, it'll call you and it'll give you all the words to say in order to get out of whatever situation
you're in. Oh, that's funny.
So they say the words to you and then you just repeat them?
Exactly. That's so awesome. It's like you're holding a phone conversation with yourself.
That's
hilarious.
We should put these up on our website because there are a whole bunch of really good ones. Hey, Merrick, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, you guys were talking about the card one, it's actually called CardStar.
CardStar?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got another one. It's called LiveCams, where you can watch any camera through, like, that's played through, like, the internet, any, like, security camera around the world. Mm-hmm. And you can watch it.
Webcams.
You could tap into any webcam around the country using this application.
Exactly. You can zoom in. You can, like...
They're webcams that are streaming online.
Yeah.
You can't go to
exactly. Creepy.
And what's the name of it?
Livecam.
I see. Your privacy gone.
That is freaky.
You can forget about all of that
creepy.
Now.
The Bird Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.